Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, do you ever dream about riding on horseback? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Try it one more time. I got it.
All right.
I'll take a deep breath.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, do you ever dream about riding on horseback?
I do, but only if I'm Bonnie Light. Okay. All right, we're back at it with the listener picks. All this week. Get excited, peoples.
All next week, too.
Maybe. We'll see how many we have. Definitely be all this week. And then depending on who calls this week, we'll still take calls through this upcoming Friday the 15th. All right.
And yeah, there you go. So Friday, today's Monday, get it in by Friday. And, you know, as we've tried to emphasize, your maximum slots are two. So you can pick an album and a song, or you can pick either one. But two,
that's right.
Choose your max. And we're trying to get people to think hard about what really moved them in 2020.
That's it. So depending on how many people call in, we'll keep this going into next week and then maybe even the week after that. So we'll see how it goes, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to do like three callers a day if we can make that work. So,
yeah.
All right. Anyway, this show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
All right. And let's just jump right into these calls.
Let's do it.
The series of favorites of 2020. People call in and tell us about that.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Harris in South Carolina. Hello, interns. Hello, fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. I am calling for the end of the year 2020, my favorite album and my favorite song, trying to keep it concise. I called in about this album, my favorite album, earlier than the year on a new music. The album came out in September, and it's Find the Sun by Dayradorian. Angel Dayradorian is her name. She used to be in Dirty Projectors. This album is just, I don't know, it just keeps sticking with me, and I keep going back and listening to it. As I described back in September when it came out, it's neo krautrock. Like so many of the albums sound like they could be in the early to mid 1970s. You've got Klaus Dinger on drums doing that repetitive motoric beat. I'm just a big fan of it, as you know. I decided it's my favorite album of the year. I think the most single worthy song on the album is It Was Me, and I picked it for my year end best of list. Saturnine Night is amazing as well, but I love the whole album. Find the Sun by Dayradorian. And my favorite song of the year is from the Brooklyn sort of electronic band called Nation of Language, and the song is off of their album Introduction Presence. It came back in the early spring, maybe March, I'm not sure, I'd have to check, but the song is Indignities, and the whole album is great as well. It's in my top 10 for sure, and Indignities is great. You know, when you hear it, to me it sounds like New Order or Joy Division, definitely New Order, but I kept trying to figure out exactly what song it reminded me of. And the beginning of it, that guitar sound, reminds me of the song by The Cure, A Forest. Go listen to A Forest, the beginning of it, and listen to Indignities by Nation of Language, and I think you'll see the similarity in all the best way, of course. Anyway, guys, thanks a lot for a great year on the podcast and a very troubling and trying year for sure. And I look forward to 2021.
All right. Always good to hear from Harris. We love
it, Harris. It certainly is, Jim. And, you know, Harris's call brings up a really interesting point, which is how many songs or albums that came from new music episodes on Rockin' the Suburbs will also be repeated as favorites of the year. So, right, a lot of times you fall in love with an album during the year, and then you're like, eh, maybe I'm not so crazy about it, you know, like 3 or 4 months later, or I like that one song, or, you know, wasn't what I thought it would be when I first heard it, but I was really excited about it. versus something like The Angel of Dorian, where it's stuck with me through the whole year. And I remember playing that and talking about that. So fascinating kind of subset for those who, like me, you know, write down your favorite albums each month.
Right.
And then go back to that list, yeah, and think about it for year end stuff. So,
well, I remember you being a big fan of Angel of Dorian's work, yeah. Right? So,
and the Dirty Projectors, super favorite band of mine. I mean, the album Videorca is their masterpiece, in my opinion. Some amazing songs on there. Some great songs about the suburbs. Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. And of course, love everything Harris brings to us, and you know, his documented history with krautrock and Germany and that culture is amazing for our community.
Okay, so this album Find the Sun from 2020, and he suggests we listen to a song called It Was Me.
What do you want to know about meditation?
Okay. I find this so interesting. This just tells you how much great music comes out every year, I think. But you know, I remember Harris talking about this before and trying to make a mental note, like, I need to listen to this album. And then sadly, I didn't return to it. And now I'm like all intrigued all over again. Bring this on, you know?
Totally. And, you know, to Harris's point about bands making music that sound like other eras or like sort of classic eras, be they niche or widespread, you know, we're talking about a different generation that, you know, really never knew about the romance of some of the bands that you and me, Jim, kind of took for granted as like the founding fathers of rock and roll, right? But for them, it's a whole nother generation removed. And they also had to deal with hip hop, and they had to deal with all this other kind of stuff. And so there was much more information coming at them. And I think it's harder, you know, for people to go back to discover really classic stuff, whether it's like early, you know, like Curtis Blow tracks or the way hip hop was founded, or back to like krautrock and the explosion of culture and rebellion and rejection of history that happened in Germany in the early 70s. So amazing pick. Love it. And, you know, I think there's so much to be discovered. I'm going to stop saying how great I think this week is. So okay. This series, I'm going
to
stop.
It is. It's wonderful to hear everyone weigh in. And okay, this is a band I've heard of, but have not listened to before. So this will be interesting. They're called Nation of Language. I think they're a relatively new band.
Yeah.
And this song Harris liked, his song of the year, is Indignant. Saying about the beginning of that song sounding like a forest. That's it's really
so cool.
And A Forest is one of my favorite Cure songs. So that,
yeah,
you know, that's something. And just as a side note, I will say, and I did like that a lot. That was a cool song. And I want to check out Nation of Language more. But I do want to say, Patrick, I think it would be really interesting sometime for us on the podcast, you know, because we do this every day, right? We got some time to fill, right?
Yeah. Some space to stretch out. Yeah.
I think it would be fun sometime to explore like late 70s, 80s Cure stuff. Like
totally.
Before they became like sort of the big, super popular band, right? Like
totally interesting.
From late 70s to like mid 80s. That would be like the era, right?
I think the first record was what? 78?
Something like that.
Boys Don't Cry? Something like that. Yeah. Killian Arab. Really interesting early song. Yeah, so there could be some good stuff to check out. Yeah, great idea.
Okay.
And yeah, New Order. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. Okay.
Loved it.
All right. Thanks, Harris. Let's get to the next call here. Oh, this is a familiar voice.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in with my best of 2020 choice. I'll not cover a song of the year, as I've dealt with all of those during my new music submissions throughout 2020. Instead, I'll talk about my album of the year, which, although it came out in March, I only discovered in the summer. The album in question is Good/Grief by The Rose Line. This is pure Americana, alt country, roots rock, or whichever particular title you wish to apply. From the very first notes of the opening track, Bare to the Bone, I was immediately sure that this would be an album that ticked all the boxes for me. I'd best describe it as a sequel to Ryan Adams' Gold that we've all been waiting for since 2001. Packed full of great songwriting with no filler or skippable tracks. In I Guess That How It Goes, you have a song that could have come from Return of the Grievous Angel Sessions, the highest of praise in my book. A nice additional touch was that, wanting the physical version on CD, for which the postage from Kansas was greater than the cost of the CD, Roseline main man Colin Halliburton wrote a personal note on the jiffy bag saying, "Thanks so much, Stephen. I hope you and yours are well during these strange days. Play it loud." That is advice which I have followed and suggest the listeners do as well. If you're playing a clip from the album, I'd suggest you just go with the opener Better to the Bone, as it tells you everything you need to know about the album itself. Well, that's my choice for 2020. I look forward to hearing what other listeners choose. Here is to a better 2021, but regardless of how it turns out, be sure to keep on rocking the suburbs every day.
All right.
Amazing. Jim, I go to bed every night and thank the Lord for Stephen Routledge. That's all I'm going to say. And one thing I'll say really, really quick that jumped out from Stephen's comments, the phrase "no skippable tracks." So we're deluged with content like all the time. I mean, remember when we were interviewing Dan Magnin, right, at DC9, and this image has always stuck with me, Jim, when he said, "America's like this giant chimney that's spewing content," yeah, like all the time, right? And that's how we all kind of feel. But how rare is it now that you get something made where you can't skip any part of it? Like, yeah, that's pretty rare, right? People are cranking filler out, you know, all the time. We got to make season 3, season 4, all that. But that's, you know, coming from Stephen Routledge, I know he consumes a tremendous amount of music and filters so much great stuff for our community. But to say there's no skippable tracks on a record, that's very high praise. So
yeah,
thank you, Stephen, for this choice and everything you do for our community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Because there's no skippable tracks, he said, just start with the opener.
Yeah, right? Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
The song is Better to the Bone from the album Good/Grief by The Rose Line.
Got the basics, a partner and a paycheck on him. Trying to make this little house they own. Trying to save it, little money that in the top drawer of your dresser. Are you sad when you see I'm leaving you alone? I think I finally feel that will buckle under pressure. Cause when I'm riding with you, I'm better to the bone.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I totally see where he's coming from with the whole...
I didn't want it to stop.
The whole, yeah, Graham Parsons, sure, and all of that.
Totally.
Completely hear it.
And also the genius of Gary Louris a little bit in there, yep, too, for sure, which is great. Yeah.
So one thing I want to point out here is I always enjoy doing this, Patrick, when we can showcase a band who does not have a ton of listeners right,
yes,
now. If you go to Spotify, one of the things that I always look at is in the like sort of top right it says monthly listeners. And that to me, more so than the number of like plays on the tracks, that to me gives me a good sense of like sort of where they are in terms of the environment of music, right? And sort of like
it's the best metric. Yeah, for sure.
And this one, as I'm looking at it right now, they have 190 monthly listeners. So that, you know, that's a band that you could truly get in, you know, sort of like the ground floor with and give them some love. All right. The Rose Line.
Absolutely. I mean, those are like wingtip float numbers, folks. You can get in these guys early.
And they'll
appreciate it. I will be there. Yeah. You can count it up to 192, I think, right, Jim?
Yeah. All right. So check that out. The Rose Line. How cool. And, you know, Stephen, where do you find this stuff? That's what I want to know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think I threw this out there. But next time we do new music, got to share your discovery secrets or some, at least one tip.
Yeah. One tip. That'd be good. Okay. Yeah. All right. And we want to do one more call today.
Great.
With 2020 favorites. Let's see.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, interns and Suburbs Pod listeners. This is Vasant calling in from the suburbs of Chicago with my favorite album of 2020, which was Bonnie Light Horseman. It came out actually in January this year, so might have been forgotten by people over the course of a long year, but it's one that stuck with me the whole year. And this is a trio who are kind of loosely affiliated with The National and Bon Iver. And they do traditional folk songs kind of with a more modern arrangement. So since this came out before the pandemic and stuff, none of the songs are really, you know, topical related to COVID lyrically or anything like that. They're just really nice, warm, beautiful folk songs. So it's kind of what I needed this year, kind of like the musical equivalent of a warm blanket huddling in it. So it was just really gorgeous songs that I just kept listening to this whole year. It was also nominated for a Grammy this year, I believe, in the folk category, but don't hold that against them. And the song I would recommend was The Roving. So that's my pick for my favorite album of 2020. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Vasant.
Oh, Vasant, great to hear from you. And I love fact that he said just because they got nominated for a Grammy, don't hold it against them. That's very nice.
That's right. Not familiar with this group at all. And
no, but I'd love a warm blanket.
Yes, good idea. Interesting name, Bonnie Light Horseman. And this song is called The Rope. That's lovely.
Beautiful stuff, Jim. And I'd like to say, you know, I'm really behind number one, Vasant's picks, and number two, the stuff he said about made pre-pandemic. I mean, you know, it's consumed all of us, and it's been tough. And there's been an election, and there's been a lot of unrest, and there's been a lot of racism and all that stuff. But number one, to have something that can take you away from that is great. Mm-hmm. And number two, I really like this trend of a male voice and a female voice playing in an Americana style is very nice. And, you know, I'd like to see more of that.
Oh, totally agree. Totally agree. The very nice blending of the voices and
beautiful.
I like that, too. It kind of harkens back to an older era, too, when you hear that.
Absolutely.
Kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I mean, if you think about, you know, going back to 1927 with the Carter family, you know, that was their kind of business. And they traveled over the mountains, you know, to Bristol from Clinch Mountain. I mean, that's the way it was done. And that was something you just did. Maybe it was after work or whenever. But there is some of that, too. And I love that.
Yeah.
Love
that and then tradition. You got, you know, Johnny and June and you got George and Tammy and, you know,
totally.
That kind of stuff. Right. When it works, it's great. So,
yep.
OK. Let's get out of here. We have, as I mentioned, we have enough calls to get us through the rest of this week and into next week. And if you still want to get in on this, make your calls
you got
by
time?
Friday, by this upcoming Friday. And we'll get you a mix CD in return. So it's 612-440-1984. And you can leave a message there or record a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. That's it.
I mean, it's as simple as opening up, if you have an iPhone, open up voice memo and just start talking. You know, as long as you're in a fairly quiet place, it works pretty well.
Yep. We'd love to hear from you. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Well, he was counting his tip jar. She was locked in a stall. Digging in a baggie with the car keys that her daddy bought her. You in no one. All these wasted kids at basement. Shows him ballroom drums. He don't blame them, nor would shame them. She was young too long. She's still holding on.
But I'd love a warm blanket.